Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection, and with us today we have Michaela Curlis, and she is with OKM Music. How are you doing today, young
lady? Doing well. How are you?
Well, came back to the scene of the crime, did you?
I did, yes. Ready to, you know, promote some of our upcoming events, especially Oktoberfest.
You know, we put that out after you made the announcement on the community connection, and my goodness sake, so many people were reading that article. They're going, oh, wow, cool, it's back. Oh, cool, look where it's going to be. There are... wow. So everybody is kind of really into it because they really want to get back into seeing their friends in a festive atmosphere like this. And this is really going to be fun.
We are too. You know, back in 2020, we had a great turnout for Oktoberfest doing it virtually, Oktobernest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, that was fun being able to adapt to the COVID situation. But now, you know, we are thrilled to just be back in person because the turnout was so great in 2019. We had almost 1,000 people show up for that.
Oh, easily. I was there. Trust me, it was easily 1,000. And folks were coming and going. So as other people were maybe going home or doing other things after stopping by, made plenty of room for others. And it was just a really good time. Now, with this, we're going to be in a new location downtown.
Yes, we are. So we're going to be at Dewey Avenue and 2nd Street. So mm-hmm. Right in front of Cooper and Mills and Crossing 2nd Restaurant.
Okay.
And we're going to be partnering with them as well to provide some of the refreshments. So Cooper and Mills is going to be one of the breweries mm-hmm. that will be providing beer. Crossing 2nd is going to be providing other beverages such as German wine and the bottled water and soft drinks. And then we have another two different breweries, the Scissor Tail and the Nook. So for those of you beer lovers, come out and join us.
Well, okay. I might have to sample. Okay. But we're also going to have great music, too.
We are, yes. So the German American Society of Tulsa is returning to us, and they are going to be bringing their dancers. So mm-hmm. we're very excited for some polka music and their Blockspiel and their, oh, I'm sorry, Blaskapelle and Machschmel. And so those are the two different bands. So Blaskapelle is more of the community mm-hmm. brass band, and the Machschmel is some of the same performers, but they're more on a professional level. So you'll get to hear both of them.
That's kind of neat, you know. I know that you are a dancer still, and sometimes you're with one group, sometimes you're with another, and sometimes you might be kind of going back and forth on the same. Venue and it happens, but it's all kind of cool that way too.
Absolutely, yes.
Makes it more family feeling, I guess.
Yes, and you know, in the entertainment world, you never know what's going to happen, so you've always got to stay flexible and be on your toes.
Indeed. Now, I understand we have some delightful little nibblings for food that folks might want to indulge in.
Yes, we do. So for our food, we're going to have Price's Meat Market, and yep. he's going to be providing all of the main course, as you might say. Mm-hmm. He's going to have the sauerkraut and the different sausages, and he'll also have knockwurst. And then you will have for dessert, for those of you who have a sweet tooth, the eatery. Mm-hmm. And they're going to provide, you know, fun, like, finger foods, things that you can carry around with you to the different tents so mm-hmm. that you don't have to choose between fun and food.
Yeah.
And then you'll have we'll have a coffee truck as well. It's Rosso's Coffee, and so coffee goes well with desserts. So there you go. We have the whole package for you.
My goodness, you got an all-star lineup there.
Yes, and Crossing 2nd will be providing pretzels as well. Pretzels, bread rolls, so everything that you could possibly think of German food.
No, there's going to be fun and games for all ages, I understand.
All ages, yes. So the new thing that we have this year is the Schwab tent. So normally we have just an adult tent and a kids tent. And what we're trying to do is create Oktoberfest as a full family event. So mm-hmm. anyone of any age can come, and there's going to be something for them. And in the Schwab tent, it's geared towards 13-year-olds all the way to about 20-year-olds, so student age, mm-hmm. and that's going to include a money machine. So I don't know if you know what a money machine is, but it's one of those tubes that you go in and the money spins around, and for, you know, 30 seconds or so, you grab as much as you can. So it's kind of fun in terms of just being able to be a millionaire in 5 seconds, right?
I'll put it this way. It looks easy.
It looks easy, but that's the draw, I think, is most people think, oh, I can catch that money, but it's harder than you think.
Yeah.
And then we'll have root beer pong. And so, again, since this is geared towards a younger age group, this is going to be alcohol-free, but still consist of the same rules as regular beer pong does.
Mm-hmm. All right. You've never played that before, right?
I have not, actually.
Nor
no.
Have I.
I've never played.
I've seen it, but I've never played it.
No, I've seen it. Of course, it's a huge college game that's very popular among sororities and fraternities, but I have never played it myself.
There you go.
Now, for adults, we also have a beer stein competition, and this is made up of a 4-member team, and so they're going to have to run around sort of like in a square shape, pass off a beer mug to each other, and at the end, whoever has the most amount of beer still left in their mug is the winner. So it's all about a steady hand, but also quick feet.
And the willingness not to sip while you're running.
That's right. Don't become inebriated during the game.
No. Don't drink and run. Or run and drink. It doesn't work out very
good. Doesn't.
No. But that is still a lot of fun to watch.
It is, yes. Yeah. On the sidelines, it's fun to be able. So even if you don't participate in the games, you can cheer on your fellow
buddies,
team members and buddies. Yes.
Great. What else we have going on? It just seems like the list never ends.
It doesn't. We have a chicken dance. Have you ever participated in a chicken dance before?
Yeah, I think I've seen maybe about 50 dozen weddings. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yep, so we all know the fun little tune and the dance. Yep, and the dance moves that follow along with it. So that's something that everyone can do, children all the way to adults. We have a costume competition. So for those of you who like to dress up, come out in your lederhosen. Or for women, it's a dirndl, which is the dress outfit. So come out and we'll have prizes for the most creative, most authentic German outfit.
There you go. That's going to be a lot of fun. Not only to participate in, but just to watch. You know, if you're one of those folks that, you know, you may be a little shy, it's okay. It's a great entertainment all the way around. Now, of course, this is a fundraiser. We're having a lot of fun, but we're also raising funds. Where does the money go?
So the money goes towards our music festival mainly. I mean, OKM is a year-round
endeavor. Yeah.
Yeah, it never ends, really. We prepare programs all year round, but most of the fundraising that we do goes towards our main event, which is the June Music Festival. It spans normally about 10 days. This year we're going to shorten it so that we're going to jam-pack the days more with all the different artists, and it kind of provides an easier way for out-of-towners to come in and be able to stay here for a shorter amount of time but still experience the fullness of our programming. And so most of our fundraising goes towards that, and the way we get our funds is through sponsors. And so this Oktoberfest is something that you can be a sponsor for.
Wonderful. And I understand that we have a variety of different ways that you can participate as a sponsor, too.
Yes, we do. So there's multiple levels, and we've tried to make it to where it's easy for any organization, any business, whether big or small, or an individual to be a sponsor at whatever financial level they feel comfortable with. So our lowest one is $100, and we call that the Kinderspiel sponsor, because that $100 will go towards supporting and funding the children's activities.
Yes.
Because most of the children's activities for Oktoberfest are completely free, so all the games and activities that we do for them. And so for your $100, that would fund the children's games, as well as get your logo and some of our marketing materials. So it would be on our website and in the Oktoberfest programming and at our year-end report to thank all of our sponsors.
And, of course, we already have some great sponsors that are with us year-round, too, don't we?
We do, yes. So, I want to just briefly touch on the different sponsorships.
Let's do that, yeah.
And then I'll definitely love to thank the sponsors that we already have. So our next level is partner sponsor. That's $500. And for that, you would get your logo and the marketing materials, admission for 8 tickets, a corporate table for those people. So if you want to invite your friends, coworkers, family, you would also get 8 pretzels and 8 drink tokens.
Wee-wee.
So then the next one is the Ideator, and that's the $1,000 sponsorship. So you get everything that I just mentioned, and the only difference is that instead of 8 drink tokens, you get unlimited refills. So it's bottomless drinks all night long.
There you go.
And the next one is Innovator, and so that's the $1,500 level, and that's the same thing as the Ideator, and you also get a Hopper 96-ounce personal drink dispenser. So that's something that you can put your beer in, you can take home with you. It doesn't have to be beer, it can be really any beverage of your choice.
But it makes a great souvenir.
It does. It makes a great souvenir, great party thing for future events. And then for that, you would also get VIP parking, so you don't have to walk as far to the event. You would get a Bavarian gift box, and that includes German cheese tray, German candies, dimple mugs, party favors. So it's basically like cultural fun in a box, Germany at your fingertips, per se.
How innovative.
And then the last one is the community, which is $5,000. And for that one, you would work directly with our artistic director, Mary Lynn Mim, to work out the details of what we OKM can offer you for your sponsorship.
Wonderful. Boy, that is great. So just get a hold of you at okmmusic.org or a phone call, and we can get you started on that, right?
Absolutely, yes. So as always, you can come in person at 415 South Dewey Avenue. You can call us at our office, 918-336-9900. Or you can also shoot us an email at hello@okmmozart.com.
Very good. There we go. And we've already got some folks that I guess we're going to salute and say thank you to.
Yes, we do. So first off, I want to thank our year-round sponsors that offer OKM the funding that so that we can provide Bartlesville with year-round programming. And that is Accenture, ConocoPhillips, Diversified System Resources, Ernst & Young, Keller Outdoor Advertising, Phillips 66, and Trudy Credit Union.
Oh, wow.
And then I'd like to thank our Oktoberfest sponsors. And so these are specific to this event. And those are Arvest Bank, Bottenfield Construction, Brad Dungis at Dungis Family and Auto, Bravura Dansu, Brian Kennedy of Farmers Insurance, Crossing Second, Cooper & Mill Brewery, Honey's Flowers, Mary Lynn Mim, Attorney at Law, Moxie on Second, and Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Drain Service.
All righty. And I know all the folks that work at all those businesses, at least somebody there.
Yes.
So these are your friends, these are your family, and we want to thank each and every one of them.
We do, absolutely. Without you, we would not be able to continue providing this community with the fun-filled music events that we do.
All righty, Michaela, when's the date again?
It is October 2nd from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
All righty, right there downtown, can't miss, right there Dewey and 2nd.
Dewey and 2nd, that is correct.
All right, with OKM Music. Michaela, thank you for being with us once again. Appreciate it. Stay tuned, folks. We've got news coming up in just a moment.